Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Oh,
dude, that's awesome.
That's really awesome.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford. Stevie B!
What's up, dude?
Man, how are you?
I'm alive!
Yeah, you are, dude. Hair game's on point.
Dude, the hair. I just got my hair cut, baby.
I know. It looks so good. I can't wait to share this with our video viewing audience.
I know. This is amazing hair right now.
Oh, my gosh. They need to see it.
Now my wife just sends a picture of what haircut she wants to my...
Really? Is that a Pinterest thing? Would she go on Pinterest and like do haircuts for old guys or what? Does she have a Pinterest board?
Dude, I'm going to give you a haircut.
Haircuts for old guys.
Haircut for the dead jackal. yeah, but I don't think that's the category she looks at. She probably looks in great haircuts for hot men.
There you go. There you go.
I just wanted to clear that up.
How to keep the heat alive with your husband? What haircut to keep it going?
Yeah, the heat's alive. Thanks.
The heat is on.
Yes, it is. Didn't you sing that somewhere?
Yeah. No. Remember, we did this one show. Hey guys. So there's this club that we play in New Jersey.
Oh, hey, we're doing a podcast right now.
Yeah. There's this club that we play. It's not New Jersey. It's like Westchester, New York, called Rockwell's.
What's up, dudes? Pelham. Yeah. Go ahead.
Pelham, New York. And we play there. I think we've had more shows there than any other place we played. As you guys know, we like to do a new show every time we go to a place we've been before. We try not to do the same show at the same place. Since we played that place so many times, we were looking for something different to do. And I wanted to mix up Steve's entrance. Normally he's got an entrance song that we play at a lot of clubs.
Do you remember the words, dude? Come on, you gotta sing it now.
Oh man.
We're never gonna use it again, so just do it. Come on.
Well, cause so we were listening to The Heat Is On, right? From Beverly Hills Cop.
Sure.
But the great part was you came out dancing. Like you came out goofy dancing and then we had some choreography. We were like doing like a little grapevine.
We did dance.
And it was, we thought people would go crazy.
And they did not.
They were like.
At all.
They were like looking at us like they just turned their heads like a Labrador retriever. Like, er?
Yeah, sometimes our expectations are a lot different than what the audience.
Yeah. Well, and also that place is funny because it's so intimate it's so bright that it's a tough place to try out new things because it just feels like, because you just feel like you're in somebody's living room.
Hence, we'll never do The Heat Is On again.
The
heat is on. What were the lyrics, dude? You got to remember the lyrics.
Oh my gosh, I gotta look it up in my book. I didn't change it to The Steve Is On. That would have been too stupid.
No, I would have said that's stupid too.
Yeah, you wouldn't have allowed it. You liked it. No. You were into it for a second. Caught up in the action, I was looking out for Steve.
Oh, you know what we'll do for supporters? We'll put it in the supporter group.
That's fantastic. You're right.
We'll have you singing it in there.
Well, you know what? We can completely humiliate ourselves with our supporter group because we know that they'll always like us.
Because they do. They do. So
I thought you used to get your hair cut at the show.
It depends, man, because we're off and we're matching so much that if I don't have kind of a fresh cut coming back.
So fresh. Yeah.
Exciting. Yeah. So if I don't have a fresh cut on the way back, then I'm in trouble. So I try to get it cut right before I go back to the show every time now.
But do you have to get that sanctioned or do you just manage it yourself?
No, I manage it. I try to plan it out. Obviously, I don't think we're matching coming back. So I'm in the clear.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, because I thought about that too, because I'm I'm coming back.
Yeah, your hair is starting to look more and more like mine. So what's happening here?
Well, either that or I don't know, maybe just because we're spending so much time together, our hair is like...
So you're like my dog.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, your hair...
I'm growing it out a little bit.
Yeah, but you're getting more of a fade look on the side. Your hair is evolving too.
It is evolving, yes. It is for sure. I'm going to show you right now.
Which is funny to say that something about you is evolving.
After 25 years.
Right, yeah. So forward motion, progress, Steve. So it's good. But you're right. I think it is.
So my wife texts my hair guy this.
That looks like David Beckham to me.
It is.
Maybe she just, there's a newspaper in front of her. Maybe she just wants you to read.
No, that's not the case at all.
That's not the case at all. She wants you to have tattoos and to read. He is a good looking.
He is a good looking chap, isn't he?
Yeah. If you had a tattoo, what would it be?
I don't know, man. I've thought about it for a long time. I mean, obviously a long, long, long time. But then I see a bunch of ink blots on people.
Right. Probably the SDNJ logo, right?
Oh, for sure. I would do that for sure. Right on the tramp stamp. I tramp stamp that.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
So nobody would ever see it.
Or do you just do like left butt cheek?
Well, who's going to see that?
I don't know.
Not anyone in the public. That would take a lot of alcohol for you.
Yeah, right.
Or a lot more. You've been drinking a lot lately.
Have I?
I think so.
It's summer.
No, there's no. But what's going on? You got a lot going on?
No. It's.
No, I know your wife's working a lot, so you're kind of.
My wife is working. My wife is now at a full time job at the high school that she teaches at. So when I'm home. You know, it's,
you are Mr. Mom when you're home.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great. I'm starting to get better at grocery shopping.
Well, it's not that great, but
I
wouldn't over exaggerate. We could be honest.
Well, sure. There are challenges. There are challenges for sure.
Yeah. They're called kids.
Well, yeah. Challenge one and challenge two. It's funny. June is doing a production of Seussical right now. And she's one of the things, you know, thing one and thing two.
That's so funny.
Anyway. But yeah, so I'm, you know, when I've had these responsibilities in the past, it's kind of like just keep my head down and do my best, but not really feel like I'm being terribly effective at it.
Right.
So I went grocery shopping this week and I had a plan. Like I meal planned a little bit. Like
what?
Saying, well, just because
like you were, you had some recipes or you were like.
Sure. Okay. Hey, you know, Tuesday night we'll do this for dinner and then they'll have the leftovers Wednesday for lunch at school.
Okay,
you
know, nice.
Like just trying to plan out the week so that.
Sure. Meal prep's important.
Yeah, just so it didn't seem frantic because not only is my wife in rehearsal, she's in a full day of class and then has rehearsals for the fall play. So she's sometimes gone from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Ooh.
And the kids have...
A lot of drinking time.
The kids have activities four days a week.
Oh, man. I know. It's so busy.
Well, so then you got to sometimes bring dinner so that they eat between, because if I have both, the older one will eat at the younger one's class first, and then the younger one will eat during the older one's class. And you have to have mobile food with you because, you know, we don't have time to stop in between every stopping. No. Nor do we want to when we've gone grocery shopping.
And you only have two kids.
Correct.
Imagine those folks who have, we have three or more. Or five.
Yeah, I don't know. People that have five kids or more or whatever, you have to probably limit some of the activities that the kids do, right? Because otherwise...
I don't know. You just have to schedule really effectively and efficiently because, I mean... My wife, because we have, obviously, Brooklyn started TK.
Yeah. How was that? First day of TK?
It was good. She was okay. We were a little worried, but she did great. And now she loves it. So it's awesome.
That's crazy, though.
I know, dude. It's crazy. So she does that. And then Jack's in 7th grade and McKenna's in 10th. But Jack and Brooklyn are in the same school. McKenna's not.
Oh, okay. So that's hard.
So I'm like, man, this is your life. This is like, you take both kids, and then now my wife, though, for the first time in 16 years, has 4 hours free every day.
That's amazing.
That's amazing for her. I mean, she's had no free time. And I know a lot of moms obviously are like that, but she.
Well, it's not free time like sit around and eat bonbons.
No, because she's cleaning right now.
Right.
Right. And then she's going to the grocery store.
Right.
So it's like, you know.
Dude, the one thing that I have not been able to keep up with is laundry.
It's never ending. There's no end.
Well, they're correct. And
zero end.
My younger one, like she's got four outfits a day minimum.
Well, thank God Brooklyn wears the same thing every day. So oh, yeah?
She's got a little uniform. She's like a little Steve Jobs. She's got
totally.
That's great.
But you
what
know,
is it right
like,
now?
I wear three black t-shirts a day.
Yeah, she's learning from you.
Yes, but they're not black t-shirts.
What does she like to wear?
Just this one t-shirt and shorts. And
does it have a specific like character on it?
I think it says California Dreamin'. It's just the t-shirt she likes.
Oh, nice. Love that. That's so great.
Your kids have uniforms though, right? For school?
Well, they have uniforms for school, which is great.
Which is awesome, right?
You just have to remember which day is a PE day versus a regular day.
Right.
Or sometimes when they go to when they have to wear certain uniforms on certain days. So
yeah, I'm not really a fan of this mom stuff, so yeah. I'm gonna stick to what I do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
God bless the moms out there. It's tough, man.
And the stay at home dads and the stay at home whoever's like the guard, you know, whoever's doing it. It's a lot of work. I have certainly gained a lot of appreciation and
alcohol.
Yeah, right. But, well, you know, for our supporters, we do this Thirsty Thursday thing. And then yesterday when we did a live, it was the end of my day. So I had a beer and you're right. There is a regular appearance of some sort of beverage. Maybe that's putting out the wrong idea, but
I take care of my kids and I drink. It's okay. Right? Don't worry about it.
And now for the first edition of Don't Call Us, We'll Call You.
Oh.
Hi, is Sandy there?
She hung up on us.
Did I sound like a telemarketer?
Hi, is Sandy there?
Hey, Sarah. Hey,
Sarah, Steve Burt, and Bradford Anderson. Guess what?
Guess what?
And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Oh, well.
Leave me your name and number. And I will get back to you. Thank you.
Deb, where are you?
Maybe you'll give the next random phone caller a shot.
That's right. You hung up on Bradford Anderson. He's very famous, and you hung up on him.
Catherine, this is Bradford Anderson. I play Spinelli on General Hospital. How are you?
Good. How are you? This is the strangest phone call I've ever received.
Yes!
That's amazing. Listen, you don't send Stone Cold the Jackal to voicemail. So, dude, I'm back. Man, what a week I had.
Tell me about the...
Nice to be back.
The BFF tour.
The BFF tour. It was fun, man. I mean, it was obviously challenging because of Laura's broken foot.
Yeah, that was a wrinkle.
That's a wrinkle in the plans, but she did great, man. We started in Chicago, which was great because... we love Chicago. We love Zany's there. And we were supposed to fly to Cleveland the next day.
Oh, right.
And I'm sleeping in. And Laura's texted me and Jeremy. And Jeremy finally wakes up. And she's like, our flights are canceled and not going out until tomorrow. So we're like, okay, great. Just when we thought, we're like, oh, we'll sleep in, take a nice little flight to Cleveland, get there 3 hours early.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I'm not going to go to O'Hare. Oh, and Zany's is right by O'Hare.
Right.
So we were going to go, I was going to rent a car, but I figured I'll do one offsite because everybody's probably scrambling for a car there.
Sure.
So I went offsite. We barely got a car.
Right.
But we did.
What was it?
A Jeep Grand Cherokee was nice.
Oh, nice. Okay. I wasn't sure if like you had to like get a pickup truck or something because
no. No, it was real nice.
Jeremy's riding in an open pickup truck. Lines.
Well, it was so stormy. It was crazy getting out of Chicago. It was bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
Lightning, thunder. It was crazy. So we drove in that for a couple hours and we got out of there and we finally make it to Cleveland, which is great. We did Hilarities there.
Because you lose an hour going to going to Cleveland too.
Yeah, we lost an hour. So basically our show start at 7:30 and we literally rolled because Laura rolled in. So we rolled in at 7:27.
Oh man.
To the club.
Oh man.
And that was like, okay, you guys ready? We're like, sure, let's go.
Let's go. Oh man.
And then more storms.
How did she get? Oh, when I think of Cleveland,
that's a lot of stairs.
A lot of stairs.
Yes, yeah. A lot of stairs. Yes.
Yeah. Did you carry her, or did she? What'd you do?
Well, the staircase going down is easy for her. Going down the stairs, but going up is tough. So, you know, she can kind of hold on to me as we go down all the stairs, and then you have that little freaking scooter at the end of the stairs.
Right. Yeah.
So, but it was fine. It worked out. And then Syracuse, same thing. Weather again, so we couldn't fly.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Because we were going from Cleveland to Detroit, connecting. So we had to go backwards. And there were storms there too. So we're like, we're not going to risk it. Let's just drive. So we drove to Syracuse. Syracuse was great.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny, man.
That same theater, right?
Yeah, same theater. Our Uber driver was the best. He was a horror writer. Yeah. He knew everything about every horror movie in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So he was pretty cool. So, but Syracuse was fine. It's so funny to see different audiences, man.
Yeah.
Like every, you know, like we say, every city we go to has a different feel.
Yeah, so for sure.
Some audiences, you know, depending on a day show, a night show, but some are rowdier than others. Some cities are rowdier. Some people are there. They just want to listen.
Yeah.
Go, oh, okay. Let's listen. And Syracuse was more of the listening crowd.
Oh, so you were like, oh, this, they hate us.
Yeah. So I'm like,
nothing's funny. Nothing's funny.
It's not a library in here. It's not a library. No, we had some good laughs, but that was more theater. You know, that was a nice theater there. So,
well, but also like when people are coming and they know it's a, you know, it, when
sure, it's not
when,
a show,
when it's going to be a Q&A.
Yes, different for sure. It's different. Yes.
Well, yeah, and it works a different part of your brain too, because you're thinking about what you want to ask. You think you want to make sure you're paying attention. It's not just like let this wash over me.
And I had Jeremy, you know, Jeremy was out there with a wireless mic.
That's right.
It was amazing, dude. It was amazing.
Was he loving it?
He loved it, but he still has to work on some skills. He's doing better though. I'm like, dude, listen, don't ever give the microphone up.
Right.
Like you can't let them have it.
Never get it back.
Because we never got it back. One lady was talking forever. I'm like, Jeremy, take the microphone. Like, just take it away from her. But it was fun. We had a good time, man. You know, there were challenges, but she was great. And
yeah,
I mean, Laura was obviously frustrated with this stupid thing, but
yeah,
it's frustrating, but she was great, man. Low maintenance. Awesome. In the car, it was great.
Well, and so then after Syracuse, you guys went east, right?
We went to Magoobies.
Oh yeah. Down to
yeah, Baltimore. It was great. Magoobies was great. You know,
crabs were less great.
Crabs were not good,
dude.
And look, Laura was great because she's from there. So she's like, oh, we're going to go have crabs. And I'm like,
being the crab expert that she is, did she say, oh, these are good or this is a bad batch or
no. So we wanted to get something near the club because the well-known places were like on the water. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The crab places.
So we were far. We were an hour away from that. So she wanted to get something, and she did a little research, called some friends, and like, oh, check this one out. And it was cool. It was kind of a hole in the wall.
Right.
You know, inside, it looked like you were, you know, on the docks.
Great.
At General Hospital. And
lots of like random nets.
Totally, to random nets with things in it. You know, like Faison's hair and Jason's old leather jacket.
Right.
And, the flash drive. I found the flash drive.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
On the wall. I don't know what they're using now, but that's not the right flash drive because I have the right one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one, it's anesthetized by the salt water, so it's ready to be put in.
Oh, that was a good one, dude. We're good. We're ready.
Ready to be put in wherever you want to put
it. I found Helena. She was in a net also. I found Tony Geary. He was in a net too, and right on the side of the wall.
Dude, that's amazing. What happens when you take a boat to Amsterdam. You risk getting caught in a net.
I know, dude. I found a lot of old veterans caught in the net at this crab house. Yeah. Yeah. So it was fine, dude. You know, you go in. You know the routine. They put the papers down.
And they just dump.
And they dump the freaking crabs. And
you pound the heck out of them.
And you have a It was, dude, it was amazing though. So, you know, oh man, I have so many stories. So, we're in this crab shack and we're waiting for our food, right? We ordered ahead so they could just come and dump the crabs, whatever.
Right.
But there was a lady who was behind us and all I hear is, I'm like, what the hell, man? What's freaking all this noise, man? What's this lady doing? I turn around. She's got the freaking, the mallet, right? The wood mallet. It was amazing, dude. Smashing crabs, drinking a Bud Light, 90 years old.
Oh, it's the best, dude.
It was amazing.
It's the best.
Well, you got to drink because you do all that work, dude.
You deserve
it. Like, yeah, because Laura was like, here, I'll do the first one for you. So she's like, okay, you take the whole freaking thing off. You rip it off, you smash it, rip it off, rip it off. And then she's digging, digging. And she gives me literally this much freaking crab meat. I go, that's it? That's all I get? And then her friend who was with us, she's like, I just do crab legs. So let me give you some crab legs. I go, okay. So we do that and how they crack it open. And I'm like, that's it?
Oh, man.
I mean, come on, man. I'm hungry, dude. I mean, I'm hungry. This could take me an hour to get enough crab meat.
Well, and the way that you and Jeremy eat on the road, you eat like you're eating for fuel.
Yeah. Well, plus we're eating a lot because we don't really eat that much on the road because we don't have time. Right. So when we sit down, I want like 2000 calories.
Right. You
want
to go back to Fogo de Chao and just have.
Oh, dude. Unlimited. And the lady there, you know, she was an old salty lady, waitress. Very, very nice. But, you know,
of course. Yeah.
You know, she's been in that crab shack for 74 years.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'll do it for you. And Laura's like, you're not doing it for him. He's going to do it.
Well, I mean, you look capable. That's
right. And
sure.
I said, no, I'm not doing it. Why don't you give me the menu? So,
oh, man,
we ordered this. Oh, it was awesome, dude. We ordered this chicken breast that had the crab meat already pulled out of the shells.
Sure. Yeah.
On it with some nice cheddar cheese, some corn on the cob, a nice salad. Now I'm talking. Yeah, now I had it.
Don't you feel like when you work for it, when you earn it, it tastes all the better? No.
No. No. If you're going to go out and hunt your own food, yes, I could see how that's rewarding. If you're hunting to feed your family and you're like, wow, I had to sit out here and get this animal to feed my family. Awesome. But a freaking crab?
Uh-huh.
This pastime needs to go away.
Well, see, I grew up, you know, with eating lobster. That was like the...
Dude, lobster's fine.
But you got to do the same thing. You got to work for it a little bit.
Not at Red Lobster.
Oh, boy.
No, you don't. They give you the lobster tail. You know, the tail just peels right off the shell, bro.
No, I understand that.
And then I eat it.
Yeah.
The whole point of this is to eat.
Right.
Dip it in butter and eat.
I don't know. I'm with Laura on this.
Give me a hush puppy and eat.
Oh, the hush puppies. Oh.
Okay. Man. So they had this drink called the Orange Crush. I don't know. It was alcoholic something, but it was.
Was it? Well, wait a second. Alcoholic orange soda, is that basically what you're telling me? It sounds
something like that. I don't know. It had a little bit of orange juice there, but Jeremy was in heaven. You know him.
Oh,
he loves
gosh. Yeah.
He loves his fruity drinks. He goes, there's something called Orange Crush with alcohol? Give me three.
Amazing. Amazing. So oh, well, God, I'm so sad I missed the Crab Shack because I would have.
No, never happened again.
Darn it.
No, sorry, buddy.
Darn it.
I mean, it's funny. They give you fries and saltines.
I'm so,
like, you need, what am I, in jail?
You need some.
Where are we? Pentonville? Is this what I just got?
You were a little puffy for that between all the Old Bay and all the salt?
I had more sodium in my body after that meal. My head was gigantic.
Ready to pop?
Oh, dude. It's amazing. I couldn't even put my hat on. couldn't even put my hat on.
FabFitFun, one of our favorites. FabFitFun, if you don't know by now, is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. And special guest this week, the person that received the box, the recipient, Mrs. Mrs. Kira Anderson. Yeah.
Woo, yeah. Woo.
So tell me about this box, baby.
I'd love to. I have to say, this for me is the biggest perk of your job,
mm-hmm.
is getting a FabFitFun box in the mail every quarter. I love it so much.
So how does it feel? How did it feel? This box was super pretty, by the way, right? The box
is always super pretty. What are you talking about?
Well, I know, but this one was gorgeous. It had a big heart on it. It was just beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Stunning. The kids always steal it from me.
It's true. They use it as becomes a baby crib.
Yes, it does.
So many uses in your FabFitFun box.
But most importantly for me is what's inside.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So, this time I got this beautiful plush scarf.
Ooh, yeah.
Which I really love because my classroom is super cold. They keep it at like 62 degrees. So I'm the person in 100 degree weather wearing this gorgeous scarf.
You look great in scarves.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel great in scarves. I got an adorable wallet.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes. Super fun. Something I would never buy for myself, frankly. Like I'd never upgrade to something like that.
$200 worth of stuff in this box for $39.99.
It's pretty crazy. I got an Aveda... damage remedy, full size. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's what I love, full size products.
Yeah, like one of my favorite brands. I love Aveda. The daily hair repair, which I need it. I need a little hair repair on the daily.
that's the real pronunciation, I think.
I got some gorgeous like mini eye essentials. Mm. So I'm looking pretty good at school. And you know what? I work with high school girls. So when I use these products, I feel like I'm a little younger and I'll wear these things and bring them in and the girls think I'm cool. So I think
you're cool all the time, baby.
Thanks. But your opinion doesn't matter as much as the teenage girls.
Fair enough. The great thing about FabFitFun is that not only are you getting great products in your box, but there's a FabFitFun community, FabFitFun TV. There's always add-on sales. There is so much to do at FabFitFun.com. But of course, the biggest thing is the seasonal box, which is an unbelievable deal. Normally, retails for $49.99 for a box full of stuff worth over $200. But with our code, that's awesome, all one word. If you use our code at checkout, that $49.99 drops down to $39.99.
That is seriously crazy for what you get.
It's unbelievable. It gives you something to look forward to four times a year. And when you're married to me, you need things to look forward to.
I do. No, let me tell you though, seriously, most ladies I know work crazy, crazy overtime, either taking care of their kids or parents or family members or working crazy hours. This is a pretty nice way to treat yourself. Go for it, ladies. You deserve it.
So go to FabFitFun.com, sign up for your box, and use code THATSAWESOME at checkout for $10 off your first box. FabFitFun.com. Want to stay for the next one?
I do.
Okay. Manscaped.
Sorry, go ahead.
Manscaped.com is the number one in men's below the neck and the belt grooming. So, Kira, you know this. I'm in a business where some people have to take their shirts off.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely does that job fall to me. But when it does, I have to be well groomed, not just on my face and neck, but anything else that shows, right?
Everywhere.
And sometimes people use tools that they will use on their face to use on the rest of their body.
That's not a good idea.
They're not designed for that. So sometimes you'll have accidents. You'll get some... And the accidents, no matter where they happen on your body, it's just not good.
It's not good.
So the great thing about Manscaped.com, they give you the right tools for the job.
I'm all about that, just in general.
All about using the right tools for the right job. They have redesigned the electric trimmer. The Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag you. These accidents are a thing of the past. In addition to the electric trimmer, they have other grooming tools, things that once you have, you'll wonder how you lived without. So get 20% off and free shipping with our code AWESOME at manscaped.com.
What was the code?
Awesome.
Awesome.
20% off and free shipping. So ladies, if your man needs a little help keeping things in order, this is what he needs. Go to manscaped.com. Awesome.
Yeah, so in Syracuse, when we were there, the theater was great, and we heard kind of a commotion outside because we were in front of the theater inside, and this lady had fallen.
Oh, no.
Wendy, who runs that event there, who's awesome. So Wendy came in. She's like, Steve. I said, what's wrong? She goes, some lady tripped and fell, and she thinks she broke her hip.
Oh, no.
And I go, are you serious? She goes, yeah, will you come out and just – you know, they wanted, obviously, they were coming to the show. Can you come out and say hi? I said, Yeah, sure. I'll come out.
Right, of course.
So the poor thing, I mean, she's laying down on her side.
Oh, gosh.
You know, kind of, well, not, she was in pain, but.
Of course, yeah.
So I just laid down on the sidewalk with her.
Oh, buddy. Oh.
Like, what are you doing down here? Come on, man. What are you doing? She's like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe you came out. Thank you so much. I just want to say I love you and your family. You guys are great. And she was just so, like, complimentary, even having a broken hip. And I remember because her eyes were so blue.
Yeah.
You know, and her friend was with her. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. What are you trying to do here? Trying to show me up? What's going on, lady? So I sat there and talked to her for a while on the ground, and then paramedics came in and took her away. So,
oh gosh. Oh, so she had to leave.
Yeah, she had to leave, man. She couldn't even stay and see. So
that's brutal. But, gosh, that's the worst. That's the worst. You know, we had that time in Dallas, you know, someone had a medical thing, and gosh, you just don't want, we would like to think that when people come to see us, it's going to be a lasting good memory.
Right.
Instead of like, right. God, that was a crap day.
Yeah. Dang it.
I had such high expectations for this day, and boy, did it suck.
Like, I know.
That's not what we want to leave you with. We don't want to leave you with that sucky feeling.
No, we do not.
And speaking of sucky feelings,
that might be the best transition yet.
So we haven't done a mean tweet in a while because
you have some?
I got one that I'm very fond of.
Okay. You're fond of a mean tweet? I love it.
Well, and it was sent in by our friend Ashley, so thank you, Ashley.
I love when people find me tweets now about us send them in.
It's great.
It's amazing.
It saves me some digging into some dark areas that I don't like to hang out in.
Yeah, I agree with you. Agree.
Do you know? It's because
sometimes they just pop up and it's just like a little Candy Crush. You're like, ooh.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best when they just pop up. When you got to like dig for them a bit, it's like it's going into like the dark web. And it scares me a little bit. So this one, I like the alliteration. There's some good alliteration here. The Geritol Gangster.
Who's that, me or Sonny?
I assume it's you.
What, me?
The Geritol Gangster crap is tired.
What?
Repetitive and void of any sense of creativity. The man could barely open an abandoned freezer that wasn't locked and had no vacuum seal. So you mentioned this before. You talked about this freezer thing, and we've never really gotten into it.
Oh, we want to get into the freezer?
I want to hear about the freezer. I want to hear your side of the story. And then compared
that's
to
amazing.
The rest of America might have think they
yeah, hold on. Let's put Kelly in the freezer and lock her in there.
Do you remember the Punky Brewster episode when Punky Brewster got like locked in a refrigerator?
Well, I thought we were doing that same episode.
Oh yeah.
We're like, oh, there's Punky Brewster in there, but I'm not Henry. Punky. Punky, where are you, Punky?
He had some great sweaters.
He did, actually, like Jason Quartermain.
That's right.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. I mean, you know, look.
So Kelly was – somebody locked her in a freezer?
Yeah, Shiloh.
Shiloh. Was she conscious?
Shiloh. She was running out of air.
Oh, okay. Did they have a camera? Did they have a camera?
No, they didn't have a camera in there.
They didn't film her in the lockbox?
Well, they kind of took they opened the freezer top. And sure. Then they took a few shots of her in there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So yeah. like some looks of her being nervous that Jason wasn't going to make it in time.
Sure. Well, she started running out of air, but I got her in time. But here's what's funny, dude. So first of all,
yes,
obviously she's not in the freezer the whole time. Right. When I'm breaking her out of the freezer
in real life.
Yes. In real
Kelly
life.
Kelly is not in the freezer the whole time.
Right. When you see that all the junk on the
Sam in the story is in the freezer.
Correct. But right. When we're doing this, when we're shooting that scene,
right.
I run out of the Dawn of Day house and I see a bunch of junk on a freezer. And, you know, for some reason I figure out she's in there.
Right.
Right. So it's just a hunch.
Yeah.
There's my girls in there. I got to find it. I got to get her.
Right? Do you have your bloodhound instincts?
Yes.
I smell some Dior or something.
It was my bat sense.
Does Sam have a signature scent? Is she like a... I mean, like, is that ever been a thing?
No.
No.
I don't know in real life either, because you know Maurice, he'll just wear polo.
Right.
Like, he's worn polo since 1982.
I think so, yeah.
And that's what he wears.
Yeah.
And he sprays a lot on himself.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have something in common.
No. What do you mean, dude? Well, at least we use something to smell good.
Well,
you're using like some natural oil pheromone from a donkey.
Yep, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
It's called
Ode
to Jackalass. So it's funny because the freezer, obviously, it didn't lock. And they were upset. The director was upset that it actually didn't lock.
Because he'd be like, she'd be able to get out.
Well, no, that, and it's going to be more difficult for me to fake that it's locked.
Oh, I see.
Right, because I have to put a crowbar in there to try to wrench it open. So I actually had to hold it down at the same time of trying to make it look like I'm opening it.
Right. That's tough. Yeah.
That was a tough one. So, then we opened it, whatever. And then Sam's laying in there and I pick her up and take her out of the freezer.
Right.
The freezer wasn't plugged in, by the way.
Okay, good. Well, she might have needed some air conditioning in there.
No, but it was just, it's like, it was a junk pile.
Oh, I see.
There was a broken freezer.
So he thought he was just going to like bury her alive?
Yeah, just lock her in there. Then she would die.
He's not a nice man.
No, he's not a nice person at all. And he will get his.
He will get his.
Shiloh. I don't take Geritol yet.
I don't even know what that is, actually.
Geritol is a multivitamin for people who are like 117.
Oh, fantastic.
You take it right before you die.
Good for joints?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amazing.
It's funny, though. It's a funny joke, whoever that was.
Yes. Nice job, mean person. Thanks for it.
Mean tweets.
Well, but there was no vacuum seal in the thing? Like it,
vacuum seal? Where's there a vacuum seal in the freezer?
No, that like the lining.
Yeah, the lining was there, dude. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was there.
Okay, so they were just trying to.
That's a hater, bro.
Just a hater.
Just a hater.
We have a question from Lisa Lee. Thank you so much for submitting your question. Now, this one, I've had some issues with this over the years. Okay. Tell me about the food served on the show. They always sit at the table with a plate full of food and never eat anything. Why is that?
Good question.
It's a great question. And
sure is. Yep.
So there's, food plays a couple different roles. Sometimes, it'll be past hors d'oeuvres. Like during a wedding, they'll have like the past hors d'oeuvres. Uh-huh. And the food either comes from the commissary.
Yep. Or they make it in the back in the prop room.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so
and sometimes they'll tell you not to eat hors d'oeuvres because all the actors are like, oh, free food. I'll eat everything.
Yeah. But some of them may have been acquired the day before.
Sometimes, yeah.
Seemed like years, every wedding had the same hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they were super cute. They were like these little things that look,
They should just get the plastic ones.
Well, I mean, they all of them look like either some sort of like pate or...
Sure.
Some sort of...
cat food on a cracker.
Well, congealed product.
Yes.
I know. Like a chunk of bologna, but softer.
Oh, gosh.
And then some of them had like gelatin kind of things, like
you're paying way too much attention to these details.
Well, because when I started, there was a bunch of different weddings and like first Carly and Jax's wedding when I had that dance fantasy. And I just remember seeing all these really cute hors d'oeuvres. And yes, your first instinct as an actor is to go, whoa, free food. This is awesome. Let me eat it. And I think I did once and I learned my lesson.
Yes.
And then someone was like, yeah. And I think you're right. It was someone who, was actually giving it to you said, don't eat it.
Yeah, don't eat it. But there are some like, they'll have the sandwiches there when you're supposed to be eating, but I never eat it. Anyway, some people will take a bite, but most people, they just like in between scenes, they'll cut it down
So it looks like you've been eating, yeah.
So it looks like you've been eating, yeah. So well,
that's always an interesting thing. Remember when we had JPS on, he talked about when he gets food, or he was talking about Finola. Finola, yeah. Hughes, if she gets food, she'll wreck it. Because, well, no, there's something about having real life conversations while you're doing something real life.
Oh, come on, stop with this.
Well, no, that's what he was talking about.
I know, but it's just not. No one wants to hear anyone eat. Okay, first and foremost.
Well, yeah,
I don't want to hear you chew and talk at the same time.
I'm not sure people are watching the show to watch us eat. Probably not.
No. And it's like the thing. So Jackie, I did a scene with Jackie Zeman the other day before we left. And we were talking about, like people in the hospital are coming out of comas, right? And I'm like, yeah. Look, you're on a soap opera. You should look the best you can. You don't need to look sick and pale. Why would you have to? You're in a soap opera. Just give me tan, put my hair nice. I wake up, I look good, I feel good. Moving on. So yeah. I know it's so funny where people
have that option.
Well, that's true. Like, you do have an option of being tan.
Yeah,
you do. There's lotion for that now. Self tanner lotion.
Oh, there is. That's so cool. I should
look into some of your wives.
Yeah.
So it's so funny where like people want authenticity on soap operas.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, oh, we're going to eat while we talk. Why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when this ghost that's revisiting me is here, at least they should eat.
Yeah, right. So I don't know, man. I never eat the food, but I do drink the beer. So.
Well, it's near beer.
Yeah, it's awesome. Non-alcoholic beer, but it's always good.
Well, I don't know. You feel like you're getting away with something a little bit, right?
Well, it's nice to have a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice and, it's quenching.
The one that, it's the Amstel Light one?
I don't know which one they do. There's two.
There's the Heineken.
There's like a Heineken one and the Amstel Light one, yeah.
But they also have like O'Doul's, the original.
They don't give that one to me a lot, so.
Yeah, but because there's one you like, it's the Amber.
It's the Amber one, yes.
Yeah, I know, correct. I pay attention.
Yeah, I crush those things. I'm like, you got another one?
I know. They're never that cold, though.
No. That's all right. I don't mind warm beer. It's not that bad, is it?
I had this one scene with, I feel like it was Kelly, and it was one of those like, hey, you got to eat your feelings. Like she was at Jake's and like she was trying, like the whole scene was about her like just tearing through some ribs.
Oh, yeah. That's funny, dude.
And it just wasn't something she was excited about.
Well, it gets in the way sometimes.
Well, and also, I don't think
like if it was just a scene of her just
she eats meat.
But if it was just a scene of her eating, right? Like if that's your mission, is like, oh my gosh, look at Sam, she's eating that whole rack of ribs.
Right.
But if you have to talk in between,
I know
it's just not. And then you're, it's just not the best.
No, it's not the best
because we don't have time to do it. It's like you don't have time anyway. So,
but it's been a while. I mean, luckily when I had to do it, it was always just chips, and it was just Lay's. Or, Lay's barbecue chips that they would put a sticker over the label so you couldn't read that it was Lay's.
That's called Greeking for the folks out there.
Yes. Covering labels.
Covering labels with something generic. It's called Greeking. Greeking. Mm. Which is cool.
Little insider tip.
There you go.
But it was nice to know that my stuff was safe for sure.
Oh, yeah. You're good on the chips, dude.
Yeah, not
that. Yeah, if you open those in 20 years, you'd be good.
Yeah, I think you're right. So thank you for the questions, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for the questions. So we got some dates coming up, September, October, November. Go to stonecoldandjackal.com. We have coming up Indy and Cincinnati, which are going to sell out. I'm just going to say it now. So don't wait, because sure enough, every time we leave a town, someone says, oh, when are you in Kansas City? When are you in Richmond, Virginia? We were just there. So get on the email list and don't miss it, because sometimes it takes us a good year to make it
back round,
to kind of circle back around, or we might not ever get back to, say, Richmond, Virginia. I just don't know.
Right.
Right. Because of routing or whatever may happen. So don't miss out. So we got Cincy and Indy. We got Detroit, which is sold out. Sorry. We tried to add a second show to Detroit.
Is Cincinnati or Indianapolis the 21st of September, Cincinnati the 22nd of September. And then last weekend, or like the 24th, 25th of October, or 25th, 26th, is Tacoma and Portland.
Tacoma and Portland, yes.
And then in November and around that same time is Detroit, which is sold out.
Yeah, whoop whoop for Detroit. I mean, it's sold out in less than 2 weeks, dude. They crushed it. 400 seats, dude.
Crushed.
And we tried to add a second show, but they couldn't.
We did. We've had so many people like reach out to us, go, can't you guys release more tickets? Can you do a second show? We've exhausted all. We asked for a second show. They said no. Yeah. And then there just are no more tickets to be had.
There's just no more tickets. That's why we just urge everybody, don't wait until the last minute, because we've come across these stories a lot and we want you to be able to hang out and have fun. So and then that's stonecoldthejackal.com for that.
And Nashville is the second day in the November weekend.
Nashville. Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah, stonecoldthejackal.com. Click on tour dates and appearances. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. People loved last week's with Kirsten.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was so much fun. And we're off. We're off of GH. So
our next guest, we're going to have to Skype or something, right?
I know.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting. I have a few good ones ready, I think.
Yeah, me too.
I have a few good ones, buddy. Woo. So we'll have fun.
Speaking of past guests, how about Michael E. Knight?
Right. We didn't even talk about that. That was amazing. Because I was on the road with Laura driving, and I saw it on Twitter. And I'm like, man, I gave him a call. He was like, he's such a grateful guy. Just such a cool dude anyway. He's like, thank you and Bradford for letting me do your podcast. It was kind of out of my comfort zone, but I had a great time. And it was so nice to reminisce and all this stuff. And now he's going to be playing a role on General Hospital, which is absolutely amazing.
Gosh, put things out into the universe and it's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Hey, sometimes that's what it takes. You know what I mean? It's getting out of your comfort zone, because when I asked him first to do the podcast, he was like, no thanks. Okay. And I go, okay, cool, man. No problem. And then he called back. He goes, oh man, I love you and Bradford so much. I'm just going to do it.
Sure.
And we're like, okay, dude, let's do it. Let's just have fun and talk. And he had so much fun. And so many people reached out to him after that, like actors from All My Children, people were like, oh man, I heard your podcast. It was awesome. And so he got to reconnect with some people also and just get it out there that, hey, I'm here still. Let's do something. And now he's on GH, which is awesome.
God, it's so cool. I'm so excited to see him in the hallways.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. All right, guys. Thanks so much for just listening to our podcast, supporting us. We love you guys. We appreciate you. New podcast next week and every week from Stone Cold and the Jackal. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or just the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in.
Just go to TrueCar. Simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof? Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. It's time to turn it up with your new favorite podcast, Expeditiously with T.I., here on Podcast One. Join the rapper, entrepreneur, family man, and activist as he bridges the gap and sheds light on important social topics and much more in an authentic, eyebrow-raising dialogue that might make you want to pull out your dictionary. Download new episodes of Expeditiously with T.I. every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.